Hey everyone, my name is Joe Scott, the host and creator of Download, a narrative podcast series that explores the forgotten histories of the internet. We're really excited to begin our first season titled The Rise and Fall of Harry Knowles and Ain't It Cool News. It explores sort of the origins and ultimate fate of Ain't It Cool News, a very popular website from when I was a teenager, and I'm really looking forward to sharing a lot of the crazy, amazing, surprising, and sometimes even heartbreaking stories that we found there. We've had a lot of people ask us, when is this thing going to start? And I'm happy to answer that it will be soon. In the meantime, we wanted to kick off the first week of the new year with a preview of the show, so here it is. Enjoy. A quick content warning. This podcast features adult language and delves into difficult themes that include sexual assault. The year was 1998, and the nationally syndicated TV news program Inside Edition ran a story about a red carpet premiere that took place in Austin, Texas. Here's a clip.
The stars glistened on a rainy night in the laid-back town of Austin, Texas, at a recent premiere of The Newton Boys. Mega hunks Matthew McConaughey and Ethan Hawke walked the red carpet. Even Matthew's acting colleague Sandra Bullock made the scene.
Celebrity-obsessed reports like this were not out of the ordinary for this tabloid news series that hit its zenith during the O.J. Simpson trial and was once the TV home for Bill O'Reilly before he went to Fox News. But what makes this particular news story outside of the norm for a program like Inside Edition is that rather than focusing on the glamorous details of the lives of svelte, conventionally beautiful stars like Matthew McConaughey, Ethan Hawke, or Sandra Bullock, this particular story was focused on a nearly 400-pound redheaded man from the internet who was wearing a fedora while in attendance at this red carpet event.
But also working his way down the press line was a guy you probably don't recognize, yet Harry Knowles has become one of Hollywood's most formidable forces. He's the 26-year-old creator of the Ain't It Cool website, which turns out the inside buzz on movies through a network of worldwide spies.
This news report on webmaster Harry J. Knowles has to be one of the first instances of someone crossing over from the burgeoning world of the internet, which many people, including myself, did not have regular, consistent access to at the time, to a mainstream outlet like a nationally syndicated TV news program. It was also, for many people, an introduction to an online world that seemed crazy, or even kind of dangerous.
It's a little scary to me, but like when Lethal Weapon 4 was filming the gas station blowing up in LA, I had like 76 people on set, you know, that were covering that. I mean, it's like all of a sudden, it's like, you know, double what CNN had to cover OJ.
His spies include actors, agents, and directors, but more importantly, regular folks who sneak into test screenings.
You are listening to Download, a deep dive, long-form podcast documentary series that will explore the forgotten and sometimes complicated and problematic oral histories of the internet, specifically examining the moments when our digital world collides with, quote-unquote, our real lives. This entire first season, titled The Rise and Fall of Harry Knowles and Ain't It Cool News, will explore one of the very first times a collision between the digital and real world took place. Before Rotten Tomatoes, Netflix, or even social media, Ain't It Cool News was a central hub for movie fans on the internet. Launched in 1996, the website was founded by Austin, Texas native Harry J. Knowles, a semi-paralyzed man who lived in his father's basement. But despite his humble, unlikely origins, Ain't It Cool News infamously disrupted the Hollywood marketing machine by running unauthorized scoops, set reports, and production photos that were sent in by spies, as well as reviews of uncompleted movies. And in doing so, Ain't It Cool News became a monolith presence on the internet, both for movie fans, as well as professionals and Hollywood elites working in the film industry. To describe the impact that Ain't It Cool News once had on film culture, here's C. Robert Cargill, who used to write for the website for more than a decade under the pseudonym Massaworm.
It was Rolling Stone in the 60s. Like, it was crazy pants. It was just fucking gnarly. It became Rolling Stone. Everyone in Hollywood was reading. If you were working in Hollywood and you owned a computer, you read Ain't It Cool News the same way you would read Variety or Hollywood Reporter.
The website was certainly a huge deal for me when I was growing up in North Carolina in the 1990s and spending way too much time watching movies and surfing the internet. I was thousands of miles away from Hollywood, which is where I wanted to be. But the site convinced me for years that I was getting the real, unfiltered inside dirt on how filmmaking worked as well as how movies were being made and unmade by the power struggles within the entertainment industry. But rather than take my word for it, here's Jasmine Marriott, who lived in California and was a fan of the site like me.
I had a point in time where, you know, I'm a single mom, I have three kids, and this was in the early 2000s, and I didn't have a lot of options for babysitters. My mom had passed away, and I was kind of housebound for a while. So being that I'm a huge movie geek, you know, and the internet is, you know, it's popping at this point, you know, it's, again, early 2000s, ain't it cool at that time? That's when they were really hitting their stride between, you know, being just this little, you know, tiny movie based website to starting to get some actual recognition. Like Harry was actually starting to, you know, build up the site in terms of getting name recognition in the industry and getting access to things and stuff like that.
I said that Jasmine was a fan of Ain't It Cool News like me, but the truth is she liked it even more than I did. In fact, she spent so much time on the site's chat room that they eventually made her into a moderator.
Yeah, it was an unfiltered way for us all to kind of be obnoxious with each other. Like, since we couldn't all be in a room together being drunk and obnoxious, we're all kind of in a virtual room together being drunk and obnoxious. You know, nerds before nerds became cool. I was a moderator and Harry came in and I was a girl. I was one of the few girls that was actually in the chat room. So, you know, and of course, when he first came in, I'm like, holy shit, that's, you know, that's fucking Harry Knowles. And, you know, and of course we're fangirling. We're like, oh my God, you know, this is Harry Knowles, you know, the person who runs the site and he knows everybody, knows everything. He has all these connections and holy shit. He's like, you know, the king nerd of everything that we love.
The rise and fall of Harry Knowles and Ain't It Cool News will explore the impact, for better and for worse, that both the website and its creator had on cinema, the internet, and popular culture in general.
Batman and Robin was the state of the art when this website started. Now look where we are. It's a different world, and we definitely helped push the needle towards that world.
This includes spawning a legion of copycat nerd culture and movie news websites that created a near-deafening echo chamber of enthusiasm for science fiction, horror, and superhero films, leaving very little oxygen in the room for anything else. We will also delve into the origins of Ain't It Cool News and other movie news websites from the early internet that ultimately created the online fanboy movement of cinema that went from counterculture to mainstream and rages on to this very day. But in doing so, we will also not shy away from the many controversies, infights, and betrayals that happened behind the scenes.
We basically went on strike, and I remember telling Danny, he said, look, we are not working for him. Fuck him. And she actually told me that he said he wanted to physically fight me.
We will question what we gained and lost when the film industry recalibrated its machine to regain control of the narrative and transform itself into a delivery system for everything fans think they want without considering what we might need.
There's been the Captain Americas. There's been the Star Wars movies. There's every single superhero movie is going to be done in the next 20 years. We've seen CGI films of the world freezing, burning up, bling blown apart, like there's almost nothing left to do.
And perhaps most importantly, we will explore the controversies that would ultimately leave Ain't It Cool News mired by infamy, culminating with the final death blow that was a series of accusations that emerged in 2017 that Harry Knowles sexually assaulted and sexually harassed multiple women associated with the Austin film-going scene.
I can say, based on people that I spoke to who had had other experiences with Harry or had directly seen Harry with other people who were not comfortable at all going on the record for various reasons, didn't want their name associated with it. Yes, it was definitely worse. There was a lot of stuff because people who had been victimized by him didn't feel comfortable sharing. And I understand why.
And in doing so, we will try to discover what can and should be done to make geek and nerd culture, as well as the internet, a safer, more inclusive space for people who aren't straight white men. All of this and more as we tell one of the greatest and most unlikely stories from the Wild West days of the early internet. Now let's get ready to dial up, log on, and download.
Welcome.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you liked that preview. Also, since you were curious enough to hear the first preview episode all the way through to now, I'm going to go ahead and let you know that we will present the first full episode of Download, The Rise and Fall of Harry Knowles and Ain't It Cool News on Thursday, January 13th. Again, that's Thursday, January 13th. After working on the show for more than a year, We'll be releasing it all to the public with the first episode then, and I really look forward to hearing what you have to say about it. So please subscribe today if you haven't done so already, and get ready to dial up, log on, and download. See you then, folks.
File's done. Goodbye.